And what is clear in my mind is that there was confusion in terms of communication of what the purpose of today's meeting was. Today's meeting was to discuss the folding of the Eastern Cape claims, the report. Where did we start? Where are we? Where to from here? So, and that's the report we have that we went through from Zuruwe, from the task team, has actually included other things that they responded to questions that were not asked. It's a good detail we need, but it's not helping us to achieve the goal that we set ourselves. Now, what we suggest is that you, as the first team, from here, get yourself a venue, see how you are going to brief everybody who is here about the progress in terms of the resolution of the Eastern Cape problem.
Lihlangane libe nendawo elibekayo kubona ubuya usonjululwa njani le mba. Kodwa ke umba usentloko ngowaba babesebenza ezimayini kwimpuma koloni uma uqwalasela.
And that if there to be any other developments even about what has happened now, like expanding the committee, working out their mandate and all that, you can do that at a later stage.
Ukubangaba kukho ezinye into ezizawuvela ukuba mayinatiswe ikomiti ngenxa yento ezivelayo abo abaphetheyo bokwenze njalo ke.
And that if any report is to be given as the report of the task team, that report must be owned by members of the task team as a whole.
Ukubangaba kukho ngxelo engenwa ikomiti engaphambili eququzelela lo mcimbi. Kufuneka loo ngxelo ibekho ngumalungu aloo komiti ngokunokwawo.
Before it is presented to the committee, it first has to be presented to the task team so that they agree that, yeah, you can raise this, don't raise this.
Phambi koba ibe izawuvela apha ekomitini, la task team funeka idibane kuthiwe oku kulapha ungakuveza, oku ungangakuvezi, kubone usithande.
So with this, I'll say that we're closing this part of the report about the Eastern Cape. That's my suggestion. Let's hear from the
chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. The report that we expect as the committee is in relation to the ex-Transkei region or district. Which was specifically for the CCOD, which is why the task team was established. So that we close that chapter. But what we see now is that there are new claims. Which were not part of the original mandate of the task team.
Ebezingekho kundoqo wentsuka eyayiyalelwe elicela lalibamalipande yona.
And which we have to deal with.
Nayo ke kambe zimiba ekufuneke siyiqwalasele naleyo.
So what we also expect from you are proposals in terms of how do we deal with the new issues, not only from Free State and the Western Cape, but nationally.
Free State.
including in the other regions in the Eastern Cape.
Kubakho namanye indawo ezichaphazelekayo.
Because our other fear is that the if we say go and meet as a task team and it include the Western Cape and the Free State, there's no way you're going to agree on the report because it does not include. So we want the report as it relates to the original claim, the original issues, and then the other issues we can deal with them separately on how do we, what kind of mechanisms do we put in place in order to address those issues.
Masibe nayo ingxelo yethu sijonge umba ebesuqwalasela emtshoko ukwenzela amasolotya amanye amasebe lavelayo aze sibonisane uba wona siwaqwalasela njani njengemingenela.
And just Chair, so that we avoid the confusion about what we expect from the task team, the original task team.
Ukwenzela uba sinqande into uba sidideke singayazi into esiyifunayo kule thathu imingundoqo.
The secretariat will extract from our last discussions specific recommendations that we've given to the task team on what to respond to and all of that.
Uyawukhupha unobhala imiyalelo esasiyinikele task team kwintetho yethu engaphambili akhuphe acaphule ezo ndawo.
And then we'll know whether we're making progress or not. Thank you.
Sawuyazi ke ngoku uba ingaba senza inkqubela phambili okanye siqhuba njani na. Ndiyabulela.
These are some of the questions that will need to be answered when there are about 7 or 8 questions. So these were the questions that were prepared based on what we expected from your report.
Imibuzo ebisekezelekwe kwinto yokuba besilinde ingxelo yakho mayiqulathe ntoni yena.
May I take this opportunity to thank everybody who came to this meeting.
Mandithabathe eli thuba ndibulele wonke umntu ebeze kule ntlangano.
The ex-mine workers who are here.
Abebesaka ukuphangela emigodini ngaphambili abakhoyo apha namhlanje.
I must say that our interest as a committee is to see your problems resolved.
Mandithi umdla wethu thina njengekomiti ngokubonelela ukuthi iingxaki zenu zisombulekile.
Then you can only help us to help you if you work as a team.
Ningasinceda kuphela ukuba sinincede xa sibumbayene sisebenze kunye njengeqela.
And when I say team, I mean you yourself as ex-mine workers and people who come from government departments who sit on the task team.
Xa ndithi njengeqela ndithetha nina abasaka usebenza emigodini nabantu abasuka kumasebe karhulumente abakweli qela likhokeleyo.
Thank you. Siyabulela sithi nangomso.
Enkosi, siyanibulela sithi nangomso nto sigabayo.
When you are called to as you did today.
Xa sube nibiziwe, qhubekekani nenze njengoba nenzile namhlanje nto sigabayo.
That is where you wanted to say something before.
Chairperson, you said we should meet after the meeting. I just wanted to indicate that we'll meet in the minister's office on the 12th floor, but we'll, the members should not leave with as we after we have a chant.
Your meeting will be in the minister's office.
Now, Kibana Intanganiso Yeni of a Pavla office, Yom Pati, Swa.
And then members of staff. Members of Parliament and our staff will remain to continue with our meeting of the Portfolio Committee.
Amalungu eParliament, amalungu etiyosebenza nawushiyeka siqhubekeke ngenhlanganiso yale committee.
Thank you. You are all released. Thank you. Let's look at the.
For me. actually mine.
The Palestinian, are you joining your team or are you really with us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but there is no apology to the elephant song. So it's fine. He's AWOL. He went AWOL. He doesn't have an official leave. Now that we are on our own. But you know, we're making a quorum. Gone with the okay. I thought we were Molokazana now.
I suppose I can go because the meeting is not finished now.
Thank you. Chair, on page 4, under 2.5, findings, the second bullet there says the Inspection and Enforcement Services were highlighting sectors that will be inspected but is not indicating how working conditions of inspectors will be improved. Now, for me, it's not only the working conditions of the inspectors but their productivity and also, you know, the accusations that they always come under. The employers say, you're targeting us. The employees say, no, but you are in cahoots with the employers and so on. And that seems to be a big problem, and they did not address that. I did not hear how they want to protect the integrity of the inspectors. So I don't know, you know, what is meant by working conditions, whether we want them all to only to drive in air-conditioned cars or anything like that. It's for me more about, you know, their integrity and their autonomy and the respect that people have for the labor inspectors. Those are the plans that I would have liked to hear from the department. So if I may suggest, sir, that we perhaps not refer to working conditions of inspectors, because working conditions, I think, is like working hours and salary and so on. I think it was more about the productivity and the integrity of these labor inspectors that I would love to have seen highlighted in that presentation. On page 4, under findings, the second bulletin.
The second bulletin here, although the Inspection of Enforcement Services were highlighting sectors that will be inspected, but it's not indicating how working conditions of inspectors will be improved. You suggest that we take that line out?
Or what? Suggesting that will be inspected, but was not, or were not indicating, or did not indicate how, and then if we can replace the rest of that sentence, the productivity and integrity of inspectors will be addressed.
How do members feel about that?
Chair, if I can just clarify, it is the same, exactly the same point. I picked up that thing. So I would suggest we write it as follows. Although the Inspection and Enforcement Services highlighted sectors that will be inspected, comma, it did not indicate how the productivity and integrity of the inspectors will be improved. That captures the essence of what we were saying. There was the issue, the question of their credibility, and the question that they were not doing as much as they should, and that this would be done. That would be my suggestion.
Sorry, Chick, may I just... The word that my colleague has just used, credibility, I think that is a better word than my word, integrity. Credibility of inspectors. Thank you.
Yeah, it's okay, because those things were raised even when we were doing inspection, where there were accusations and counter-accusations that some of the inspectors will go buy fruits and veggies.
Yeah.
And one came back after a visit to come and buy a car from the person who was in.
Sure.
I was saying that there's nothing wrong in doing that. Depending on how it's done. I mean, if you drive past and you see a car is on sale, it's written on the windscreen, for sale, 200 rand. Does it mean that you can't buy that car because you are on inspection? It becomes something else if you negotiate for the price, you know. But those are matters of credibility. But I think, again, they go even with training. We talked about upskilling, you know, and retooling of the inspectorate. And, of course, even the laws, again, giving the lay-by inspector some tools so that they can issue tickets on the spot. Those are some of the things that counts with when you look at integrity of people. Yes, sir.
I think I agree with all the points raised. I do not think that we should drop the working conditions. I think we should keep it in the formulation. But I also think that there was the observation that the capacity of the Department of Labor through inspection and enforcement services is almost a drop in the ocean given what needs to be done.
Yeah.
That you need more and more of those. So it may not necessarily be broadly working conditions, but if you have the area they're supposed to cover, and I think you have one or two in a region, district, and all of that, it's really not going to work. So I think we've got to, in a way, say that that part of our observation includes not only the integrity or credibility and the issue of productivity, but also the capacity to be able to conduct inspections and also enforcement.
Chairperson, you know, the department previously came to the portfolio committee to ask for more funds. The department came to the portfolio committee with their recommendations on requiring more funding that should be funding that should be directed to the inspectorate. Well, they had various other programs that they wanted to fund, but ultimately the department came ultimately the portfolio committee approved $315 million that was going to enforce or enhance capacity in the inspectorate and enforcement. And you know, still, I don't know how if really the $315 million that was approved went to do what it was supposed to do, because in various provinces that we visited, we found that yes, there were cars that were bought to beef up the inspectorate, but it's still not enough, because you'll find that inspectors sometimes cannot go and do their functions because, let's say that labor center shares or that office shares the cars with others that are working there, and you find that they have to now travel in groups and go and drop this one, pick up this one, and all that. But we have approved the $315 million. I don't know if really how much more is needed for them to be effective, so that you can see that there is a section called the inspectorate and enforcement that is fully functional. Because it's one thing to say the labor center will have vehicles, but for as long as they are sharing vehicles, some of them have to drop this one at this point and pick up this one with the inspectors, and some inspectors spend a week in the office because they aren't cars to go and do their work and so on. It's still a problem.
Yeah. And that will involve a lot of other things. The tools of work, the working tools. The inspectors don't have laptops. And what they do, in most cases, they share whatever is there. So it, for professionalism, it's not on. Okay. So that sentence needs to be reworked. It'd rather be long, but we need to rework it so that it shows that apart from this, you actually need more money to get more inspectors, including training. And it's useless to have inspectors who do not have, who are not capacitated. So it's upskilling. This is page 4. Can we move over to page 5?
Just as a matter of form, point 2.6, recommendations. We say here the committee recommended. We actually didn't recommend, we are recommending, so it should be in an active voice. The committee recommends.
Recommends.
Yeah. As a matter of form, because this is what we are telling the department. We recommend. The committee recommends.
Page 5.
On page 5, the second bullet doesn't read nicely to me. The committee should ensure that a similar unremitting commitment to improve the performance of the department is continued. I think our task is to oversee and then report on what we've noticed, but in terms of the way that is worded, I would like that sentence also to be reworked, and rather just state, you know, we could congratulate them on the fact that they've received an unqualified audit, but I think the point that we try to make there is we believe there is still room for improvement, room for growth, as for example in terms of working conditions, credibility, getting to more places of work, etc. So can't we just state it in clear English, you know, that we believe that this committee will ensure, will try to monitor the improvement of the department. But the way in which there, the unremitting commitment, it just doesn't read, you know, nicely, and I'm not sure if people will know what we're trying to say there. Thank you.
Okay, let me share.
I don't know. The Honorable Mutau. He says the committee recommends. I mean, this is a report of the recommendations. It's not that the committee is recommending. Yes, we can contribute and add on this report. But this is a report based on what was given to us by the department.
I'm easy about that. Thinking of the context, but if we accept that what we said to them has been said, then that's fine. Then we can say we recommend it to them. Yeah. I'm easy.
I'm always looking forward. I'm saying to people to rescue their
recommend it would be fine by me.
As long as it doesn't just end up nowhere.
Yeah. Okay. Any other comments from the members?
I agree that we've got to rework and remitting commitment, improve performance, and all of that. Maybe we must just leave it at 2011.
and not have that the committee should ensure blah 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 and so on. But maybe let's leave it at 2011 and then.
Yeah, when we are congratulating,
we can't recommend that which is our task. Our task is oversight. So, and then as part of the recommendation, we commit ourselves to do our task. So I think essentially that's the point. So I think let's leave it at 2011 and that's it. Which congratulations?
Chair, can I get, why can't we commend them on doing good?
No, I'm not saying we can't commend them on doing good. We probably should, which is, I think, the first time, if I'm not mistaken, after whatever other time. I'm not saying that we cannot do that, but all I'm saying is we can't recommend that we should, that our unremitting commitment to ensure that there's improvement, and it's our job to make sure that the committees, I mean the department's work improves. So we can commend them on the clean audit and all of that, but we can't say that we recommend that we as a committee must continue doing our job. It doesn't make sense. But it makes sense that we commend them for getting an unqualified audit. To keep it up, yeah.
Number three in the middle, 341. I think it's just a spelling mistake. The fund must or much promptly resolve something. Bullet point number three under 341. It says the fund much. I believe it should be must.
I raised my hand before you jumped to 5, and then you moved very fast from 5 to 6, 7. You know, you moved at the speed of a lightning, the Northern, the Limpopo lightning. You know. Okay. Okay. No. I just wanted the clarity on page 5, under 3.1, bullet 2. When you say build skills, achieve professionalism, I tried to understand what that means because I was not part of the meeting. When you say the CCMA strategic objective for 2012-13 are to build skills, achieve professionalism, I really wanted to, maybe it means something, but I can't understand what it means.
Chair, I agree with him, but having been in the meeting when they presented, I think the easiest way to improve that is to say to build up skills, build up, in other words, increase. That's what they were saying they wanted to do, build up skills to achieve professionalism. Then it makes sense.
Does that mean relating to their own staff?
Yes.
Okay. I think it should be captured in such a way that it actually means that, because That's right. I thought it would be they would be doing it in the labor market. You know.
If I may try, are to build up skills of staff to achieve professionalism, or to improve professionalism.
No, Chairperson, it's just like they said, members, that these are plan objectives of the entities as they are. I mean, this is the way it's worded in the strike plan.
No, but that's scary. No, that it's scary. It's not clear. Yeah, can we do that? I mean, can we correct it so that it's proper?
Yeah.
Improve it? Because if they'd written that their role is, or they want to build up skills to achieve pornography, were we going to write it as it is? I don't think we should. So I'm saying let's improve it so that we are going to present the report.
Yeah, now you are speaking. Honorable Nyagemba.
Thank you, Chef. I was not part of the meeting that was looking at the state plans. But the role of CCMA is not only its staff. They do build skills in trade unions, in employers, in order when they go to CCMA for cases, they don't waste time on matters that are not necessarily supposed to be raised at that level. But in the report and the discussions in the meeting, which I was not part of, were to the fact that let the CCMA build professionalism in its all staff, let it be. But I just wanted to raise a point to say that they are not only skilling their own staff.
Actually, in the strat plan, they say that they have a training for shop steward in the labor movement. Then they've got training for their commissioners, upskilling. Then they've got training for the administrators. And then they do training again for industry. So I think this sentence must capture both. That building, upskilling, or retooling, both staff and the partners, as they call them, social partners, yeah.
So let's drop staff instead of mentioning everybody. So it will be to build up skills to achieve professionalism.
Let's talk through them because we are losing this thing on the
record. Just a side. I think it's, Member Manamela is right. Let's leave it like that, as Cindy has suggested, because it covers everybody and nobody can say they're left out. Because indeed, the CCMA, and they were very proud about that they give all these this assistance to the other partners.
Chairperson, when you read it as build up skills to achieve professionalism and leave it at that, it becomes a very ambiguous statement. It's open to any interpretation. And in English, it can be to build skills for their staff, for their stakeholders, and so on. So I think it's very safe, because that's what was in their strat plan. But they just left the build up, or whoever typed just made that mistake. So if we can type it as build up skills to achieve professionalism, then it becomes proper English.
Page 7. There is the march. We have dealt with that one. Page 8. Page 8. And that will be the report. The changes will be made. And
just one general proposal that we not use bullets and maybe other forms of numbering. Maybe your A, B, C, Roman figure, yeah, instead of bullets.
Yeah.
And then so that we'll save a lot of bullets for other things.
Yeah, no. Let's not use bullets. There are other things we can use. Or do you mean silver bullets or what? Okay. Let's have the ABCs or the Roman figures instead of bullets. Roman figure. That's it. Members, let's check with that. Who is moving for adoption of the report with the changes? Honorable Makubashele.
Aye, Lucizo Sharon Makubela Mashele. Move that we adopt this report with the amendments and with the amendments that we have presented to this meeting. This is it morning or still afternoon? This afternoon.
Any seconder? Is there any seconder to the Honorable Mudang?
I would second it, but as a matter of form, because we've got to get a mandate from caucus, we would say that the DA noted the report and we note the report and we give it our principles, an approval in principle until we have a mandate from caucus, because it's just about budget and stuff like that. That's just how the party works.
I can't second it because I was not part of the meeting, but my understanding was that this, we are not adopting a budget. We are just adopting a report of your discussions last week or a week before. Yeah.
Second.
Okay.
We'll probably agree later, but as a matter of process, that's how we're supposed to respond.
Second.
Oh, yeah, it's seconded. Yeah. Thank you. Let's move to the revised second term proposed draft program. No, there was a... second term program, revised second term program. Today is the 18th. No. today is the 24th. It starts on the 18th, I meant to say. Wednesday, April 18th, this one is done. Today is the 24th. This is done. Tuesday, 8th May. The budget vote of the department. That's page 1. The page has no numbers. Page 2. The revised second term proposed draft program. We need to take the draft out and the revised out and have a second term program. That's why we have this meeting now. Page 2, page 3, Macubel Marshall.
I want to make a recommendation to this program. I see the week, the next week, which is the week that has the first up until before the budget vote. I don't know what stops us from having the workshop on the labor amendment bills, because that whole week we won't be doing anything. Yes, there'll be EPCs, but our budget vote only comes in the following week. There are EPCs. Even this week of the 22nd to the 26th, there'll still be EPCs.
We had a discussion with the programming people and all of that, and they put it nicely that it's an advice, but the instruction is that we can have any other things such as a workshop or whatever after we've had our EPC for preparations and all sorts of things. So we tried to emphasize the agency of that workshop, but we're told after we can be free after our EPC we had a discussion with our chair. My concern is that from 30 May to 15 June is that conference, and firstly whether is it the whole committee that's going to be attending the conference? And if not, what other work can the committee do? If not, who is... Because the understanding is that it's the Department of Labor that's going to be doing the invitations and all of that. So whether is it the whole committee, if not, how many members of the committee? If it's fewer than they would affect the majority, why don't we have committee work in 30 May to 15 June?
Thank you very much. As you suggested during our management committee meeting, that has been accommodated. We've got a meeting on the 6th of June. The 12th of June falls away because the only committee period will be starting at 9 o'clock up until 11 o'clock. Then after that, starting from 11 o'clock up until 5 in terms of the parliamentary program, there will be a plenary.
Firstly, may I just ask, I expect that we will have some public hearings on the amendments.
Coming to us. Will that then only start in the third term of this year? Thank you.